postopku predsedniških volitev z dobrimi 31% glasov za las zmagal župan Varšave Rafał Trzaskowski. Predstavnik trenutno vladajočega političnega zavezništva Državljanska platforma je tako za slaba 2% premagal nasprotnika Karola Nawrockija, ki je prejel 29,5% vseh glasov. Nawrocki je sicer nastopil kot neodvisni kandidat, vendar ga podpira konzervativna stranka Zakon in pravičnost, znana pod kratico PiS. Predstavnik desničarske stranke je tudi sedanji predsednik Andrzej Duda, ki po 10 letih na oblasti končno predaja predsedniško štafeto. Kakšno politiko je zadnjih 10 let vodil Duda, predstavi Alex Šterbijak, profesor politologije na Univerzi v Sussexu in avtor bloga The Polish Politics.
Think that his biggest legacy will be the excellent relations that he had with the Ukrainian government, the key role that he played in terms of building support for Ukraine, diplomatic, military, humanitarian support during the outbreak of the Ukrainian war. I think that's probably the thing he'll be remembered for more than anything else. And as part of that, trying to build as close relationships with the United States as possible, particularly when Donald Trump was the president, but also after a shaky start with Joe Biden as well. I think he'll be remembered much more for that than he will for anything that he did on the national stage, partly because presidents don't have very much power other than being able to block legislation, but also because most of the time he was in government, so was his party, Law and Justice, and effectively he allowed them to govern without really trying to change the direction in which the party was governing in any major way. He really just allowed them to introduce their program. So I think he'll be remembered most for what he did on the international stage, particularly during the period immediately after the outbreak of the war in Ukraine.
Za vlado, ki jo je konec leta 2023 sestavil vodja stranke Državljanska platforma Donald Tusk, je bil Duda trd oreh, saj je pogosto upočasnjeval delo parlamenta. Več o vlogi predsednika države in kako je to vlogo izkoristil Duda, oriše sogovornik.
The main power that the president has is a negative one, which is that they can block laws, veto laws, and a 3/5 majority in parliament is required in order to overturn that veto. This obviously didn't really make too much difference when his own party was in government between 2015 and 2023. But after the current government led by Donald Tusk and his liberal centrist Civic Platform Party took power, well, then he found himself in opposition to the government. And the government, although it had a parliamentary majority, didn't have a 3/5 majority. So that meant that in areas where the president disagreed with the government, it wouldn't be able to get through its legislative program. I mean, in practice, he only actually vetoed 5 laws during the 18 months that they were cohabiting. But a lot of that was to do with the fact that they simply didn't propose the legislation because they thought it would be vetoed by the president. Beyond that, I mean, he can propose legislation, he can call a meeting of the government, the cabinet. He is the commander-in-chief of the armed forces, which means that he has a particular role in terms of security issues, often represents Poland at things like NATO summits. It also means that because of that he does have some kind of an international role, although foreign policy is made by the government. He also has to approve ambassadorial appointments.
Kot razloži sogovornik, lahko predsednik poda veto na zakone, ki jih pripravi vlada. V drugem krogu volitev bodo voljivci torej odločali med Trzaskowskim, ki obljublja sodelovanje z vlado, in Nawrockim, ki bo to sodelovanje še dodatno otežil. Zakaj je izid tako pomemben za nadaljno delovanje vlade z Donaldom Tuskom na čelu, razloži Šterbijak.
Yes, it's important because as I said, the government lacks the 3/5 majority that it needs in order to get through legislation. So let me just to pick on one really important example, the government wants to undo the judicial reforms that were introduced by the Law and Justice government. It doesn't agree with the way that the body that nominates judges, the National Judicial Council, was changed, reformed by the previous government to give more say to elected politicians rather than to judges themselves. And it doesn't accept the validity of the 3,000 or so judges that have been accepted, that have been appointed since that reform came in place. But it can't do anything about this because it can't get through the legislation that it needs in order to change the status of those judges and to reform the way that judges are appointed, because Mr. Duda has said he would veto it. He says he will veto, because ultimately presidents appoint judges, and he says he will veto, he will not support any legislation that undermines the status of judges that he appoints. So there's some, you know, really important bits of legislation the government needs to get through. I think if they were to lose the election, not only would they not be able to get their legislation through, I think the political dynamic that it would set off would cause a major crisis within the government. I think it would then find it difficult to function, to maintain its unity. Possibly the government could even collapse, and possibly even there could be early elections. So I think that's what's at stake. It's basically the future of the government. Can it govern effectively for its remaining 2 years in office, will it be hamstrung by the fact that it's got a president that can strike down its legislation, and the political dynamics set off by the defeat of its candidate, Rafał Trzaskowski, which could lead to a major crisis within the coalition government and possibly even its downfall.
Predsedniški kandidat Rafał Trzaskowski je kot predstavnik svoje stranke kandidiral že leta 2020, vendar je bil neuspešen v drugem krogu. Tokrat so mu ankete napovedovale vodstvo pred drugim favoritom Karolom Navrockim. Še posebej so se mu nagnile v prid, ko so Navrockega ujeli na laži o lasti nepremičnine, ki jo je od upokojenca prevzel v zameno za oskrbo. Obljube se Navrocki, ki vse obtožbe zanika, ni držal. Razlike med kandidatoma opiše Gavin Ray, sociolog iz Varšave.
I mean, they differ in many things. I mean, maybe we can start how they are similar as well. I mean, they both have, they represent the two main right-wing parties in Poland. One of them, Trzaskowski, is connected to the Citizens Coalition, which is more of a center-right liberal conservative party, which is in government. And these party tends to be more neoliberal political opinions, more liberal on issues such as women's rights, LGBT rights, more pro-European and so forth, although within a conservative framework, and for example has taken a strong anti-migrant stance in the past year, whereas Nawrocki, who's connected to the Law and Justice Party, tends to be more of a right-wing populist nationalist policy. When the Law and Justice were in government before 2023, they did introduce the more pro-social economic policies to some extent with a general conservative agenda. So this is sort of the general kind of division between these two parties and candidates.
Kot omeni Rej, je ena od razlik med kandidatoma tudi njun odnos do Evropske unije. Šterbijak pojasni, da se ta odnos ne bo pretirano spreminjal v prihodnosti, ne glede na izbiro bodočega predsednika.
It's the government that makes the foreign policy, it's not the president. So unless Karol Nawrocki winning the presidency sets off a process that leads to the downfall of the government, there won't be any significant change in foreign policy. I should say that although he is often described as a Eurosceptic and the Law and Justice Party is described as a Eurosceptic, they don't want Poland to leave the European Union. Their argument, rather, is that the Polish government shouldn't simply try to influence EU affairs by getting as close as it can to the major EU powers, to Germany, to France. That's the strategy of the current government, and this is what Mr. Trzaskowski favours, locating Poland within the European mainstream. Mr. Nawrocki's argument, and the argument of Law and Justice, is that actually there are many important issues where Polish British interests are different from those of the EU political establishment and the main EU powers. And therefore, that's not necessarily the best strategy for promoting Poland's interests. So, you know, both the major candidates and the major parties believe that Poland should be an active member of the European Union. It's about how it should operate within that, and should it try and get close to the European mainstream, or should it try and carve out alternative alliances with you know, different groups of countries. And post-communist states, for example. This is something that the Law and Justice government did. And Andrzej Duda, incidentally, one of his important initiatives was a thing called the Three Seas Initiative, which was, you know, part of that attempt to try and get the post-communist states of Central and Eastern Europe to work more closely together to assert their interests within the European Union.
Poleg kandidatov, ki sta napredovala v drugi krog, se je izrazito uspešno odrezal tudi skrajno-desničarski kandidat Salvomir Mecen, ki je zbral slabih 15% glasov. Mecen je svojo kampanjo nagovoril predvsem mlade voljivce. Rej komentira, kako mu je to uspelo.
The young voters are being more towards Mecen, and Mecen is a different person. Mecen is connected to the party Confederation, and this is a far-right party. Similar to the AfD in Germany and so forth. And this is different to the Law and Justice, because the Law and Justice and Nawrocki gains a lot of support from elderly voters and middle-aged voters, whereas Mecen is beginning to is winning the support of younger voters. Mecen got around 15% in the elections, but he was around, as I remember, 30% amongst people aged under 26. He gained the largest percentage of the support of young people of all candidates. And this is different to PiS. They are more libertarian in their views. They talk about freedom a lot. They build upon the resentments of young people who perhaps find it difficult to buy a house. They don't think that the public services are supporting them. They believe that the state should withdraw from economic life so that they can... So they are free to do their work and business and so on and so forth. It's a very much a sort of libertarian, far-right type of political program, which is different to the Law and Justice, which was a more conservative social, pro-social economic program. So this is an important division, I think, to understand, and how this Mecen represents this new right in Poland, which is different from the Law and Justice.
Šterbijak pravi, da je zaradi tesnega izida prvega kroga težko špekulirati o končnih rezultatih. Kljub temu pa sogovornik pojasnjuje, zakaj bo imel eden izmed kandidatov težjo nalogo v preostalih dveh tednih volilne kampanje.
Will say is that after last night, it's Mr. Trzaskowski that has the more difficult task and Mr. Nawrocki that has the easier task, because the result is much closer than people were expecting. I mean, it's less than 2%. And I think that Mr. Trzaskowski thought he would be leading by at least 3%, maybe even 5%, you know. So I think, you know, that's given an important dynamic to Mr. Nawrocki. I think the fact that more voters voted for candidates of the right, anti-government candidates, than voted for pro-government candidates, means that there's a bigger pool for him to fish in, if you like. I mean, the votes of the third place candidate, Mr. Mecen, the radical right candidate, should be, you know, could be decisive, and most of those should go to Mr. Nawrocki. And the other reason, I think, why he's probably starting to, you know, it's things swing his way, is he's got a very simple message, which is, if you don't like the government, if you want to protest against what the government's doing, if you want to express your discontent, if you want something that's going to put a check on the government, you vote for me. It's a very simple message. Most people don't like the government. Okay. And if he can channel that, that's not necessarily going to be easy, but, you know, if he can channel that, he has a winning message. Mr. Trzaskowski's message is much more complicated. He's got to win over pro-government voters, who are people who want, for example, want to see more progress on things like, you know, liberalizing abortion, these kind of moral cultural issues. And he's also got to win over the voters of the radical right, Slavomir Mensen, who finished third with 15% of the vote. Much more difficult for him to put together a simple message, which is why it's going to be much more of a challenge for him. Having said all that, Poland is very, very divided, almost down the middle, okay, which is why I think it's too close to call, and we will be talking about 1 or 2% either way.
Končni rezultat predsedniških volitev na Poljskem je za zdaj še nemogoče predvideti. Tesen boj med predstavnikoma sorodnih strank desnega pola bo imel neposredne posledice za nadaljne delovanje vlade, ki je sedanji predsednik povzročal številne preglavice. Offside je pripravila Iman.